Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest on the show. Amanda, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Jello. I am doing good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. We're very excited to talk to you about your experience with CyberBacker. Now, before we start, I just wanted to know, how long have you been a part of CyberBacker?
I am new to the family. I have just been with CyberBacker for almost 4 months.
4 months. Okay. One of our newest members here in CyberBacker then. Of course, welcome. We're very excited to have you. So before we talk about your CyberBacker story, can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to join CyberBacker?
All right. So my family owns businesses. So basically that's it. I have been helping out with our family businesses since I was 12, I believe. So yeah, I have been immersed really early in that field. And I actually asked for my parents' permission to explore and grow on my own outside their wings, if you might say. So yeah, that's it.
Okay. So talk to me more about that then. So basically, this is your first time to not work in the family business. Is that right?
Yes. This is the first time that I have explored outside my comfort zone, and I am very happy about it.
All right. Good to know. Happy, of course, with your decision. Happy with CyberBacker. So how did you find out about CyberBacker anyway?
I actually saw this video on TikTok that, you know, talks about CyberBacker, and I have already researched about it, and I believe that it is the best fit company for me, and I am right about that.
Right. So shout out to our social media division right there, spreading the word on TikTok about CyberBacker, the good news about CyberBacker. I mean, so 4 months in to your journey with CyberBacker, what's been the most interesting part of your role here so far?
The most interesting role as a CyberBacker on my part is that I get to see the process of, I'm actually assigned at an art studio. So I get to see artists collaborating, a lot of, you know, galleries, shows, and I am very intrigued to see how art and business collides.
Man, that's pretty interesting right there, because you get to see a lot of types of art. But I'm not really good when it comes to that topic. But of course, in your experience then, how great is that? Talk to me about the experience there.
I get to collaborate with a lot of artists. I get to talk with them and come up with ideas for their next painting sessions, and sometimes they host birthday parties, which I get to schedule and organize. And we also help with charities, we collaborate with small businesses. So yeah, it's basically a community of people helping each other just to make a safe space for both artists and small business owners.
Wow, that's pretty interesting right there. And imagine you've only been there for a couple of months. Imagine what else you can learn from that, let's say in a year's time, right? That's the exciting part.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that, especially we are planning on expanding, and I want to see what that opportunity gives me.
Gosh, that's very, very exciting. Now, talking about a lot of exciting stuff, what do you find most exciting about CyberBacker's culture and working environment, by the way?
Well, first of all, this, getting to, you know, talk with people you've never personally met, technically, but it's a very good, nice, and it's a good community, because we get to talk to each other with other CyberBackers, and I am so thankful also with my client, because he is very kind. He is very good. I am not bombarded with tasks. Yes. And I have And I have people also from Cyberbacker who is helping me learn, grow, and just the community itself.
Of course, of course. Now, a lot of growth. How about fun, though? Are you having fun doing everything you're doing here in Cyberbacker?
Yes, I have actually made a few online friends, and I'm really happy about it. It makes working a lot less boring.
That's true. That's true. Can't remove fun out of the equation, of course. Now, talk to me more about the growth. I can see the way you describe your role here, you're very growth-minded. So how do you see yourself growing and developing in this role that you have now in the near future?
I am always seeking for new learnings, new opportunities within the role, and I am challenging myself to take in more intricate challenges and roles, or just additional responsibilities in the future, just to widen my scope and also to help the business grow.
Yes, of course. Again, just helping with the business grow. And again, professionally, you also have a lot of opportunities here in Cyberbacker, right? Any opportunities that you're interested in pursuing here in Cyberbacker, by the way?
I don't want to jinx it. Okay. I have a few in mind, but I am still in the process of learning how everything works. And I am excited what the future holds for me here in Cyberbacker.
A lot of things to be excited about here in Cyberbacker. Opportunities are, of course, a ton of the opportunities in Cyberbacker. Now, how about challenges? I know you and I can both agree there could be challenges in the new things that we try, right? So have there been any challenges that you've encountered, and how did you overcome them?
Funny enough, I don't have any idea on how to build a website when I started out here, when I started out with my client. Thankfully, you know, we have trainings and we have people who will help us out with that. And I am very proud that after, you know, learning and also researching on my own and just taking the initiative to do what needs to be done, I was able to do it.
There we go. So I'm assuming that's one of your proudest moments then as a Cyberbacker,
yes.
Am I right?
Yes, gosh. Because our greatest challenge is also our greatest accomplishment. And I was really proud of myself when I was able to launch it, because my client didn't give me any deadline. So I gave myself a deadline, and I was able to learn how to make a website within less than a week, and also launch it that same week that I started building it. And when it launched, it kind of became my first baby.
Wow. Imagine, because when you got into Cyberbacker, who would have ever thought that you'd be able to launch a website for a client, right? Something amazing.
Yes.
Right? Imagine. And you've already done that in just a span of 4 months with Cyberbacker. Imagine what else you can do in another year's time. That's the exciting part, right?
Of course. And also what challenges would come and how would I overcome it? Because I'm really up for, you know, challenges, because I believe that challenge is the best teacher. So when given challenges, I am also so thankful that we have people to help us with that. Cyberbacker provides amazing trainings. That's amazing is an understatement for our trainings. That's all I can say.
100% agree with you. They're amazing training, a lot of people that will help you out, because one of our core values, as you well know, relationship. All right. Well, relationship comes with the help, of course, of anybody here in the company, just a DM away. Now, you've been with Cyberbacker for 4 months now. What advice would you be able to give new Cyberbackers that are just starting their journey in the company?
Given that I have a background in business for quite a long time, always start your journey with an empty cup, but never leave what you have learned from your past experiences behind. I am so thankful that Cyberbacker gives an opportunity to those who doesn't have experiences in this field. And I didn't expect that the trainings would really help me grow as much as I did, because thinking about comparing myself 4 months ago to now, I could really say to myself and to everyone that I have really grown. So when you join Cyberbacker, just always have an open mind and always grasp for learning and just to have patience and to always be kind, because you will also get to help a lot of people in the future.
True. Absolutely agree with you. That kindness goes a long way, especially in a virtual world that we live in. Right?
Yes. This
virtual world that we live in nowadays. Now, one last thing before we go. For sure, you've met a lot of great leaders here in Cyberbacker. Could you share any mentors or any colleagues that have been instrumental in your role here in Cyberbacker? Give them a shout out, Tanisha.
So I would like to give a shout out to Miss Tony, Miss my headbacker, Miss KL, my career, and Miss Angela, my growth. They have been really, really helpful, especially Miss Tony. We are talking nonstop almost every week or every day, like at least 3 times a week. And then we have built a relationship outside the trainer-trainee relationship, and I'm so thankful for that. Thank you so much, Miss Tony.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing your continued growth and success here in Cyberbacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Now, Amanda, thank you very much for being on the show. I had fun talking to you today.
Thank you so much, Jello. Thank you so much, everyone. And see you here in Cyberbacker.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website, www.cyberbackercareers.com. Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.